Hi guys, it's Chris. Before the show today, I want to talk about the Magic for Less Travel Agency, who's one of our great sponsors. Just recently, the Disney Cruise Line released their summer 2018 itineraries, and this includes first-time ports in Italy and Ireland. Also, they have a number of great European itineraries that include stops in the Mediterranean, Northern Europe, Norway, and Iceland. And don't forget about the great sailings that visit Alaska, the Caribbean, and the Bahamas. Contact Laura Fitzpatrick or one of the other great agents for the Magic for Less for more details. Plus, the Magic for Less has an unbelievable shipboard credit offer. Look at themagicforless.com for more details.
Hello and welcome to the next episode of the WDW Review. I am Laura Fitzpatrick and I'm joined tonight by Chris Malik and Peter Panacorvo. How are you guys? Miss me?
We did. Welcome back.
Who is this?
Thank you. Right?
Wait. Who is this?
Who? It's me.
Let's get this right. You hesitated and shame on you.
She didn't call herself the host.
Yes, you hesitated. So start that over. We're not cutting. Start it over and hit it again, Laura. Come on.
All right. I am your host for this episode, Laura Fitzpatrick.
Yay.
There you go. Yay.
Thanks. How we both picked it up, Pete?
Yeah, you both
yeah.
did.
That a girl.
I don't want to take the spotlight.
You're one of the team.
So, well, thanks.
All right. Laura, it's good to hear you.
Thank you.
We've missed you. So
I missed you guys.
We have a lot of cool stuff to cover, but I want to talk about you. Let's talk about you.
It's all about me.
I want to talk about you. Get us up to speed.
Yeah. So I am approaching my 9th month of pregnancy. So everything's going well with the baby and everything. I've just been very sick. I don't know if it's my new school and new germs and, you know, being pregnant and everything, but I feel like I've had a cold since October and I had strep throat again and, you know, I've just been, you know, happy to be pregnant, but
happy when it'll be over.
I was going to say that, happy to be done.
Put it in the nicest way possible.
Looking forward to the end.
Looking forward to the end, yes, and the end is in sight, so, and I'm sure some of our female listeners are familiar with gestational diabetes, and I have that as well.
Oh,
so
I'm not a female listener. I'm familiar with gestational diabetes.
I know. I just didn't know if any of our female listeners have had it in the past or, you know.
Wow.
But, yeah, so, so sometimes these days I'm very crabby. But,
poor Charles.
Yeah. he's putting up with me.
he kind of brought it on himself too, so I guess.
Right. but you know, I'm doing, you know, this weather here that we're having in Chicago lately is really clearing out my sinuses, and I feel like I can finally breathe through my nose, and you know, I'm feeling much better the past couple days. So thank you for asking.
You're in the home stretch, right?
Yeah, home stretch. 31 days.
Cool.
Left to go. So.
And folks, keep that date in mind, because it will come into play later in the show.
Yes.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I like that. All right. So, well, it sounds like we got you at a really good day today, though.
Yeah. No, that's, today's a good day.
Cool.
Happy to talk some Disney with you guys.
Well, that's awesome. What are we going to talk about today?
So I thought it would be fun to do kind of like a news and rumors show, because I feel like we've been slammed the past like couple weeks with some great kind of news and rumor stories. So I thought it'd be fun to talk about them and kind of see what we think and, you know, see what some of the blogs are saying and kind of just put that information out there. So
awesome. Hey, Laura, the show's coming out in like a day on our end here, but did you hear the biggest news of all? I'm going to get an ice cream cone named after me, right, Pete?
This again. Really?
Well, I got to get up to speed. She's not been around.
I am not familiar with that news story.
Oh. Yeah, go listen to a couple episodes ago. And
okay. Like I said, they're all queued up in my...
Actually, the next episode that comes out after we record this, you'll be able to figure that out.
It's going to be delicious. On a sugar cone, peanuts.
Oh, I can't...
Oh, really? So you're gonna take like half people out that can eat it then?
It's not the full people's cone, it's the Chris cone, Pete, right?
You want Disney to keep it for more than 3 seconds, they better sell more than one.
All right.
And if there's peanuts all over it.
Okay, what say you? Peanuts on the ice cream cone or no? What say you right here?
Depends on the flavor of ice cream.
Vanilla.
With some chocolate?
That's kind of like a nutty cone, but that's okay.
Because I could do vanilla with chocolate and peanuts.
All right. Pete?
Drumstick?
I'm not a big fan of nuts in my food. Mm. Like, I'll sit there and eat a handful of dry roasted peanuts. You try to give me pad thai with crushed peanuts all over it, I'm sliding it right back across the table to you.
Really? You're out? Wow.
Yeah, I don't like nuts in my food.
Hmm.
Well,
they tend to get chewy to me. I don't like them.
You have to eat it right away.
And out of respect for my nephew who has a peanut allergy, I'm going to say no.
You can make it optional.
Well,
we could do that.
Well, no, it's prepackaged. It's already prepackaged. So,
they have different packaged candy or ice cream bars. You can get one with nuts and one without nuts. Mm-hmm. You ever been to Dairy Queen? Come on, man.
I was going to say drumsticks in the freezer section.
Yeah,
caramel flavored.
Nuts, no nuts. Chocolate mint chocolate chip. You got all kinds of crazy stuff.
Uh-huh.
Puffed rice.
How did we get here?
Right? I don't know. You brought it up.
How did we get here? All right, I'm getting the train back on the rails. All right.
All right.
You took the train off the rails.
Yeah, you're the one that took it off the rails.
You brought it up.
Sweet. All right, back to me.
it all goes back to Laura.
All about me. Okay, let's talk about Coronado Springs and Caribbean Beach.
Okay.
And what Disney has released.
I've been to both, so this will be easy for me. What do you want to know?
Well, okay. Well, let's talk about Coronado first.
Okay. And I haven't been there in a longer time, but okay, I'll do what I can.
Yeah, I haven't been there in a couple years, too, but I've had some clients stay there recently, and they really like it. So it'll be interesting to see what the plan is, but Walt Disney World seems to have confirmed that they're going to be adding a 15-story tower with 500 rooms with suites and concierge level at Coronado Springs. So,
what do you think this is going to be?
Well, because the rumor that came out a couple days before Disney released anything was that they were going to turn Coronado into, what was it, like a deluxe business class resort because of the convention center that they have there.
Okay.
So, I mean, I've toured the convention center with Disney Travel when I went down there for Represent Magic for Less. And, you know, it's a very nice, you know, convention center. It's big and, you know, they've got the business class suites and the junior suites already right next to the convention center. So, I mean, that rumor would make sense. And then now with the expansion plan, you know, if it's going to feature suites and concierge level services, I mean,
okay,
it makes sense, but thoughts?
I'm not going to give his name out because I don't want to get him in trouble. But when I did my DVC tour, I actually brought this up,
mm-hmm.
and I was told, unofficially, of course,
Mm-hmm.
DBC is going to either go into Caribbean Beach or Coronado. It is most likely going to Caribbean Beach.
Right.
But here's the thing. I was also told there is no way DVC will ever be put into a moderate resort. They are not sure whether or not they're going to just branch off and do a separate DVC resort in that area, or it may come down to Caribbean Beach just gets completely bulldozed and they build a whole brand new resort on the property.
Well, the latest news story about Caribbean Beach is saying that they're adding a new waterfront dining area, retail shopping center,
mm-hmm.
you know, at Caribbean Beach. And, you know, it was the first moderate resort to be constructed on Disney property.
And that's the reason they were thinking about just putting the whole thing under and building right. a whole brand new thing. And they already, right. they've actually said that Martinique and Barbados are not going to be available after May of this year.
Right. Hmm. Well, and guests have started receiving emails regarding Caribbean Beach saying that like Old Port Royal is being completely shut down. The food court's not going to be available. Shutters isn't going to be available. I personally don't have any clients staying at Caribbean Beach anytime soon, but I think if I did, I would recommend that we try to put them somewhere else because I wouldn't want to stay at a resort in the next couple months that doesn't have a food court. Yeah. I mean, they're going to make, you know, they're going to try their best to add some options, but.
Well, let's bring this full circle for 1 second. So, Pete, let's just say that your information source is 100% accurate. So DVC will never go into a moderate. So they're going to go and either change Caribbean Beach to be all deluxe, or it's going to be an all DVC, kind of like Saratoga, with a different name, perhaps a very similar theme. It would lend credence to the construction of Coronado Springs as well, because I could only imagine if you're a business traveler going there for a convention, and you get put in one of the casitas, or whatever they call the room, that's
yeah,
all mm-hmm. the way by the Jaguar Slide. That is a tremendous walk.
So, it's a trek, yeah.
It's a trek. So, would that give credibility to the fact they're going to create a 15-story tower, which is going to be used pretty much for convention goers? And since you're making that a business deluxe, I also read they're going to do a full-out refurbishment of all the guest rooms.
Right.
Might that not mm-hmm. be a really opportune time, like they did with the Polynesian, to change some of those studios into DVC studios, because officially it would lose its moderate ranking. It would become a business deluxe resort. And could you not bring in DVC at both resorts at that point? You know?
I don't know. Because I know at one point they were talking about, you know, consolidating, since they've been using the Contemporary's convention center so heavily
mm-hmm.
that they were going to try to use that one almost exclusively.
Yeah. See, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I remember reading that somewhere that they were thinking about knocking down,
getting rid of the Coronado Springs one.
No, getting rid of the Contemporary one and adding another park wing.
Right okay. There. Yeah, I had it backwards
Which
in my head. Sorry.
That makes sense because it's right next. Yeah.
Bay Lake Tower 2.
Yeah, it's adjacent to the other garden ring. You know, they could easily just add another one at the Contemporary.
But would business travelers even bat their eye if they were staying at a more of an upscale location in Coronado Springs, perhaps a DVC type studio, where the room fees are now 30 or 40% higher? You know, if they're paying for it out of pocket or out of their company's pocket?
As a business traveler, I don't think it would matter.
Yeah.
The thing is, I'm not so sure how much DVC people would want to have a bunch of
business
conventioneers traipsing around the resort.
Valid point. But they've crossed that bridge, though, right now at the Contemporary, and they have for the last 7 years.
Right.
But Bay Lake Tower is a separate building from the Contemporary already.
True.
So the Bay Lake Tower, the guests, when they're going to their rooms and stuff, they're only seeing other Bay Lake Tower guests. They're not really seeing the conventioners that are staying in the main tower or the garden buildings.
Right.
Well, Laura, I was reading that same Orlando Sentinel article. Mm-hmm. So do you have it in front of you by any chance?
Yes, I do.
What else, besides the tower with the 500 rooms with concierge level, you know, suites and whatnot, what else?
Well, it talks about putting like an island in the middle and, you know, having it be connected by bridges to make it a little bit easier to get around, which Coronado desperately needs. Mm-hmm. We kind of talked about that. And then it talked about, you know, rooftop dining with views of the fireworks from Disney theme parks, which, you know, if you look at Coronado's location, it is kind of, you know, kind of out there, but you can see Wishes depending on...
Wow.
Well, you can see
that's a whole other can of worms we'll get into.
You can see the Magic Kingdom fireworks depending on where your room is, and
well, Caribbean Beach, you're going to be able to see Hollywood Studios,
right? Huh. But the 15-story tower, you know, with this dining experience up on top, it kind of reminds me of California Grill. You know that,
yeah. Or even Top of the World Lounge, it could end up being another.
The only thing that concerns me, being a, you know, travel agent and just a Disney fan all around, is that, you know, Disney only has 4 moderate resorts, and I feel like the moderate resorts are quite popular. I mean, especially for guests who, you know, are not quite ready to make that jump to deluxe, but they want to. A little bit more than a value, you know. So now
Port Orleans seems to be the most popular, though.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely book a lot of Riverside, but I think that's just because when clients approach me, and you know, what's my favorite moderate, I always steer them towards where I like, which is Riverside. And I mean, I've stayed at Coronado and Caribbean Beach. I haven't stayed at French Quarter, but you know, I feel like I have a good amount of. You know, I'm not steering them the wrong way, you know, but now, especially in the coming months with Caribbean Beach being under rehab and then, you know, Coronado, I'm just kind of, you know, I don't want to say I'm sad about it, but, you know, I'm excited for the new changes, but, you know, I feel like Disney needs a little bit, they need another moderate resort. They need to come up with something, you know, because they added Art of Animation to the value category, which is fantastic. You know, and then, yeah. You know, just there's plenty of deluxe resorts to choose from. It's just that moderate category is just kind of, you know, slim pickings. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
I think that's part of the reason we're seeing these big, huge refurb plans getting, you know, put out there.
Right. Because now, you know, with Coronado and Caribbean Beach under rehab, it's... You know, I'm definitely going to be steering my clients towards Riverside and French Quarter, you know, if they want a moderate resort. So, but that's just me. And I like Caribbean Beach because they just recently redid those rooms. I stayed in Jamaica section a couple years ago in 2015, and they had just finished the rehabs, and it was beautiful. You know, very... Very Polynesian-like. It was very, you know, subtle and wasn't, like, in your face, you know, with the Nemo theme and everything. It was just very, like, relaxing and beachy, but it was just very nice. So,
I want to say when I stayed at Caribbean Beach, we were in either Trinidad. I want to say we were in Trinidad. So we weren't too terribly far from Old Port Royal. And... I know a lot of people don't like Caribbean Beach. I really enjoyed the resort. Is it a little, I don't want to say run down, but you can, it's showing its age a little bit. So I can see putting, you know, a tower up there or even at Coronado building that large guest tower.
Yeah, I mean, both resorts are very spread out.
And obviously, it's not going to happen at the same time, so.
Well.
You never know.
I mean, what did they say? Is that, let me find the Disney's press release. Says also during this exciting time, Disney's Caribbean Beach will be reimagined with new additions to the resort's current marketplace, center town, including new waterfront dining and retail shopping areas. The centralized location will offer the resort's guests most convenient access to services, amenities, and dining. So this is all happening while Coronado's getting their refurbishment.
Because that tower may not actually take away any of the rooms they might have. You know, it's not affecting any of the current stock other than the actual room refurbishment.
At Coronado,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, right.
But see, Coronado may just be room refurbs. It may not be the big tower right away.
Right.
If they're doing Caribbean Beach. Because to knock out two moderates when it's 50% of your moderates.
Yeah.
To take both of those out of circulation at the same time would be
in the press release, it's
crazy.
Disney's Coronado Springs Resort over the next 2 years. So. Mm-hmm.
And Caribbean Beach has said work is planned to begin in 2017 with completion by 2019.
They're starting soon because people are getting emails
they're saying.
Well,
two of the areas aren't even going to be available after May of this year.
Yeah, people are already getting the emails about certain areas being closed down at Caribbean Beach.
Let me throw one thought that's going to sound like overly dramatic or even, probably wrong. Is the value of the resorts the new moderates? You know what I'm saying? Are they making most resorts deluxe resorts? And are the values the new moderates? It's a valid question to ask, you know? So looking at the price point, looking at how many people have bought into DVC, looking at the consistent revenue that DVC brings in monthly, yearly purchase price, might be a possibility that you might be looking at a moderate, parentheses, value, and then deluxe and DVC. That could be the new look of things. So,
I would hope not.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'd like to see the moderates actually grow. I think
yes,
that's really
what
they
need.
I
think there's a market for it.
Absolutely. I mean, I know a lot more people that are in a financial situation where going from a value to a moderate is something that is possible to them.
Yeah.
As opposed to going to, from $150 or $180 a night at Pop Century at high season to $600-$800 a night at the Polynesian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's a big jump.
Yeah.
If you can go somewhere in the middle for like $350 a night, even that's tough to swallow for some people. I mean, I don't have money falling out of pockets or other places, but,
You had to say other places, didn't you, Pete?
Well, yeah, I had to.
just something to ponder because it seems to be a direction. What was rolled out as far as gold, silver, as far as tickets and peak pricing. It's not necessarily with the intention of. This is going to sound bad. It's not going to really be made with the intention of being inclusive of. Of everybody, you know what I'm saying? That wasn't the direction they were going with that,
Mm-hmm.
We know it takes a lot of discipline for anybody in the world to take a Walt Disney World vacation. It takes discipline. It takes saving. It takes, there's something that you have to sacrifice to get there. Maybe that's just not their marketplace. I don't know. But interesting socioeconomic discussion on that. So, let's get off that. Let's go to...
Yeah, let's move on to...
Let's literally move on, right?
Come yeah.
On. That's a good segue. Come on now.
Segways? No, they stopped the Segway tours.
I threw you a softball. Come on.
I haven't played in years, man.
Well, you got to get out there and play.
But what I did notice is, and this is something that's been mentioned before and everything like that, but, you know, we all know that monorail expansion probably never going to happen. Just from a cost standpoint, it's prohibitive.
And look at the disaster it caused in Springfield for the Simpsons when they all bought into the monorail plan.
Well, I'm sure they wouldn't let Homer run it, so they would probably be better off. But what they have kind of put out there, and this was found by a permit filing request, is a gondola transportation system, much like they do in the skiing areas in Europe, and even, I think, I would assume like Colorado and stuff too, where they have the big gondolas. And for me, this one is actually super exciting. I know it's probably the least likely of all the rumors that we've covered so far today, but I didn't get to ride the Skyway. So this would kind of be my Skyway. Now, it'd be a very large Skyway, being that it goes from Epcot to Hollywood Studios to Caribbean Beach and Boardwalk and all kinds of other places. But I think it would be really cool, and you'd get a really neat view of the property. Mm-hmm.
Do you have the article in front of you? Do you have the actual map of where it boards and where it passes in direction, Pete?
I do.
Okay. Tell us. So where am I boarding?
So it looks like there is a starting station. Looks like it's going to be right by the International Gateway. Mm-hmm. Then it crosses behind the France Pavilion over towards the Boardwalk area. It makes a left turn there, heads over towards Caribbean Beach, makes a right. There is a large station, it looks like, that would be by the Caribbean Beach Resort.
Okay.
At which point it looks like there's two offshoots. One goes over towards the Art of Animation, and the other one heads over towards Hollywood Studios. Hmm.
So it's going to link two major theme parks?
The weird thing is, it's the two theme parks that already have multiple ways of getting between them.
That's what I was just thinking.
It's just like kind of crazy, but
okay. Expected, you know, people flooding the park with Star Wars and whatnot. Okay,
but I mean, the thing is, the use of this type of transport is actually gaining in popularity. London actually operates a version in the east side of the city. There's been a system proposed for New York. But, I mean, the way things are going with the monorail is not going to be expanded, most likely. I don't know if anybody's driven down there lately, but the road construction is... It's being done, but it's still packed. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I know we briefly talked about this. You think this is cheaper? It must be cheaper than monorail construction because of the lack of concrete that will need to be, you know, be used.
Right.
Obviously, it functions on gondola cars, which overall I wouldn't say is the same cost as monorail trains. It's going to be similar, though, in terms of... Well, I guess I don't know, but I know there's cable involved and the basic support structure, you know, every 100 yards or 150 yards or whatever the case may be. So I can't imagine it being all that much cheaper than a monorail expansion. I mean,
when you take into consideration the cost of having to down the monorails that they already have running, and the added cost of putting up extra buses,
You wouldn't down the ones you have, Pete, because you're building it from the backwards toward the existing monorail track. You know, so you wouldn't be pulling them down.
Right, but you still have to have construction in the station areas.
Okay.
And it's going to be fairly major construction.
Hmm. Right.
Not to mention the software upgrades and the hardware running the monorails and stuff.
So you're in favor of this, huh?
I'm in favor of it, yeah. I mean, whether or not it'll happen, I don't know.
You know,
I think it's a very interesting concept.
Yeah.
Right.
Walt Disney World's like expanded and is growing way faster than it can handle the traffic flow that it's getting, you know? That's for sure. So this is, I guess, a viable solution, and it's going to take you overhead, you know, as opposed to adding more traffic on the roads. I guess that's the point is, what's the overall cost? Could we not add more buses? But that just adds to the congestion. And
right.
Well, I think, and they're doing all, or they're planning that construction at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
You know, all the, for the buses and stuff, so.
Not to mention you have, you know, they've already said Epcot's going to be due for a major refurb in the next few years as well.
Hmm. Interesting. And this would probably be easier to expand after that as well, too. You know, since you would have the basic structure already in place, you know, it would be easy to expand from that point forward, too. If you needed to connect the values, you know, so to speak, you know, because you're in that general direction with Art of Animation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
That'll be huge for Art of Animation to have.
Mm-hmm.
That'll make that value resort even more.
You mean the moderate resort?
Well.
Moderate
yeah.
line.
Yeah.
Value plus?
Okay.
Value, yeah, value plus. But, I mean, that'll make it even more popular.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of people, I mean, for me, I mean, if everything goes well, we plan on taking the baby in October possibly for a trip. And, you know, part of our resort choice was transportation options, you know.
Wait a minute. When are you taking Obi-Wan there?
Yeah, Obi-Wan's going to go early, right?
We're thinking about October.
October, okay.
So, I mean,
I'm going in November, so.
Yeah, we're thinking about my birthday, October 25th-ish.
Laura, Uncle Pete's volunteering to do some babysitting for you. Don't
yeah.
No. Don't.
Didn't you hear the message?
You're twisting words, Chris.
Move up your trip a couple weeks.
Actually, I was going to say, depending on how long you're staying, we're looking at the first week of November.
Oh, really? Yeah, we're just looking at...
Possibly the end of October. We're not sure yet.
Okay. We're just looking at four nights right now.
But hey, you'd get to see a DVC room at DePaoli if we're there.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we decide to stay there. I mean, may still stay.
Oh, somewhere. I mean, we toured the DVC rooms at DePaoli. We toured the bungalows and the studios.
So, yeah, that was the one thing we didn't get to tour, the bungalows.
Well, they were nice, but... you just laugh at the price. That's all you can say.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Let me push you guys into one last news source, okay? One last news story, if you don't mind. I wish we had a topic for this one.
Wow.
Go on. You.
That was a beach ball that time, man.
You crazy kids. Go on now.
So I know, Laura, you had mentioned this earlier, that this kind of made you sad that you're not going to get to bring little Obi-Wan to see it, but it is official that Wishes is going away.
Yes. Which my first reaction was excitement because, you know, Wishes has been around for a long time. And
it has.
You know, but being Wishes was my first fireworks show that I saw as an adult coming to Disney World by myself. Okay. So kind of, you know, all your wishes come true and, you know, my wishes have been coming true with everything. So, you know, I was really looking forward to bringing the baby and, you know, but that's okay. I'll bring him to the next show and it'll be just as exciting, if not more.
So, see, I'm okay with Wishes going away. What I'm deathly afraid of is when they say that Illuminations is ending.
Yeah.
Because that is going to, like, that is going to cause me physical pain.
Yeah. Yeah. But that rumor's been around forever, so I don't know.
Yeah, but...
I love the music
With them saying that Epcot's going to get a refurb soon, I mean...
I know.
Oh, yeah. It's a little faith. Trust they're going to put something good out there.
Oh, you mean like the nighttime parade that Magic Kingdom has right now? Oh, yeah, their lack of nighttime parade that they have right now.
Well, let me just tell you, they are getting that parade.
And eventually.
I've seen that parade in California.
You can't say that because they've said that that parade is not coming here.
Hang on. So if they do bring that parade, it is spectacular. So,
keyword being if.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. And that's a big if.
Can I be honest? When I read this news, and this is going to make me seem like a bad guy, I really will be. When I saw this news story, I think the expression in my mouth was, "Meh, move on, next story." I don't know. It doesn't affect me. I don't get motivated, or it's not going to ever change my plans. Whether or not I view all those shows as the same, I guess I base my trips
off of them.
I view them all not Illuminations, obviously, that's different, but like the fireworks show or a projection show on the castle, I view them all as the same. They're all the same fireworks show to me.
No.
You know?
I base my trip around the fireworks. I mean, like, my last night always has to be Magic Kingdom fireworks.
But you'll get a good fireworks show, that's what I'm saying, though. It's not like they're not going to retain fireworks for the next show. You know, I've always viewed it as, you know, it's going to be very similar. You'd hardly notice it, and at least in my mind, when I saw the overdramatics.
See, I don't know. I really like Wishes. I mean, for me,
I like the music.
That's part of it. I love the music. Makes you know, seeing Tinkerbell fly from the castle, you know. Now, could I be Tinkerbell doing that? Heck no, because he ain't going to pay me enough on a cable and slide.
I'd pay big money to see that right now, too, though. Just, you know.
It would have to be. We're talking like Powerball money. you give me a winning Powerball ticket, I'll put on the tights. How about that?
Nice.
I think that they'll probably still do something with Tinkerbell.
I would hope so.
Yeah, I mean, they've got it all set up and everything, so but I can understand the emotion between, you know, when people were posting about it and people were upset, and, you know, I'm just trying to think positive, but I wish I could see it one more time.
I want to find every one of those people. I'm going to send a comment to every one of those people. That's what this is, the new Chris, 2017 Chris. I'm sending a comment to every one of those people saying, what's wrong with you people? So,
all right. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, when the new show comes out, I mean, and I'm thinking positive here, you know, it's going to be.
Oh, no, it'll be good.
It's going to be great. Yeah, I mean,
I'm not doubting that. I'm just.
Yeah, it's just, you know, when Spectra went away, people were upset. And
well, it still aggravates. You know. I still miss Spectra Magic.
I know.
If they brought Spectra Magic back as the parade, I'd be like, you know.
Yeah.
Electrical what? I don't know what you're talking about.
In 2011, I took a Keys to the Kingdom tour, and I got to go, you know, backstage and look at the parade floats, and I got to see all the Spectro Magic parade floats, you know, and they were being rehabbed at the time. Our cast member tour guide said that they were being rehabbed, but here we are in 2017, nothing.
Still no Spectro.
Ever came of that, yeah. So. But, I mean, I love the Main Street Electrical Parade. That's my ringtone. You know, but that's okay. Hopefully.
It'll be good.
Something, yeah. I would like another nighttime parade, though. I mean.
Yeah.
I love the nighttime parade.
I'd like to see a parade come back. Like I said, I really enjoyed Wishes. Not just the music, but, you know, how many things do we have that really contain Jiminy Cricket anymore either?
Well, that's when they announce the new fireworks show and some of the movies that are going to be portrayed, you know. But I'm a fan of the classics, you know. And even
yeah, but I mean, just the fact that you had Jiminy Cricket, you know, narrating the show,
right?
That's what I was going to mean. We don't get Jiminy much anymore, so
no, he's hard to find, definitely. But I mean, some of the movies that they're, you know, they're kind of focusing on all the latest movies, which I understand, but, you know, Peter Pan and Aladdin and.
You mean the ones we all loved?
Yeah. And I know they're trying to appeal to the younger kids and what's popular right now, but I hope they, because that's what I like about Wishes too, is that they don't just focus on you know, the newer, they do it
There's
all.
There's a mix, yeah.
Yeah, and then that new cast, you know, the Castle Projection Show, they're able to sneak in the newer movies, too, to keep, you know, the younger kids excited, you know, if they haven't seen.
But how many 8-year-olds are buying 200-point DVC contracts? Not that I did. I didn't either. I'm not saying I did. Like, I can tell you I didn't. But, you know, my point is, you know, the adult fans are the ones that are putting up money.
Yeah. Unfortunately, though, Disney World's not all about us. Well, it's about the children, too.
Speaking of which, the 5-second review here, Zootopia, meh, Moana. Oh, man, was that awesome.
I haven't seen either of those. Oh,
Moana was just unbelievably good.
I've heard that. Yeah.
I've heard mixed things, actually.
You send me those people's names as well, Pete. I'm going to talk to those people.
Chris is going
to
get them.
I'm on my path now. That's it. So.
Good luck, buddy.
Hey, Pete, you mentioned something earlier about Laura. Let's bring this towards a close. Not about Laura specifically, but about a date.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we've been saying we were going to do this for a long time. It's probably about time we got to it.
Bring me in with it, would you?
As many people may remember, we do have a big prize pack from the Magic for Less that we've been trying to figure out a fun way to give away to one of our listeners. And with Laura coming to the light at the end of her tunnel, as far as the pregnancy goes,
yes,
we figured out how we're going to give away that prize pack. And we're going to say all of the entries have to be in by March 10th. Because, Laura, your due date is what?
My due date is March 25th.
Okay. So, from the time this episode comes out until March 10th, everybody will have an opportunity to guess the date that Laura has the baby. Whoever is closest to the correct date is going to win. Now, to make sure we do not have any ties, we will only take one person per date.
So be fast.
Whoever puts down the date they want first gets it. So if I say March 27th, because I think Laura's going to go late, and I'm seriously doubting that, but, you know, and then 3 days later, Chris comes in and says he wants March 27th. Well, March 27th is mine, because I put it in first. And Chris has to come up with a different time. So what we want everybody to do is go onto the Facebook page. We'll start a thread on there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's be realistic. Chris or Laura will start a thread on there. I'm not good with that thing. And we will take everybody's guess. And when we have a winner, we will announce that person's name on an episode. Mm-hmm. And we will get that sent out to them.
Yeah. So.
What do you think, Laura? You're going to be the reason somebody wins.
Yes.
Wow, so little Obi-Wan.
I will not be.
Obviously, you're not eligible.
I won't take bribes. You know, to be induced on a certain day.
You can try.
Yes, and I won't give out that information. As of now, there are no plans for inducing or a C-section, but my doctor did say that with my, you know, the gestational diabetes, they won't let him get too big, but she won't talk about that until my 40-week appointment, which is March 24th. Hmm. So there's some information for you.
So realistically, the date could be really from really honestly March 10th to March 30th. There's like 20 prime slots in there, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm 35 weeks, almost 36 weeks, so he could come anytime. I mean, he's ready.
Yeah, my twins were born at 38 and a half. That's for sure.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
And it is Laura's first, so you never know.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's my first, so.
Okay, so just let me summarize this. So pick a date. You got to be first. If someone doubles up your date, that's tough cookies. You got to come back
first,
with a new
first
date.
First person in gets the date.
And the winner is going to get a real kick butt prize package courtesy of the Magic for Less. That's got like a pound of salami. It's got like visors. Yeah. It's got like stuffed animals. It's got all kind of cool stuff in there, right?
There's no salami in it, Chris.
There's no salami.
That's your shopping list. Put the grocery list. That's salami. Turn the page. The next page.
All right.
So, to our lovely listeners, if you don't hear from me in for a while, that's why, you know, I'm 9 months pregnant and ready to pop, but I'll try to pop in here, you know, and make an announcement of when Obi-Wan decides to make his appearance.
Yes.
So.
You realize it doesn't matter what you name your child. Chris and I are going to call him Ben, right?
Yes.
Hey, Pete. Laura's...
And it will be a term of endearment. Trust me, we mean no disrespect by it.
Pete, Laura's like the Hulk Hogan of the radio show here. She appears once every like 2 months. The fans love it when she comes, but then she goes away for 2 months and she comes back. She gets the best ratings when she shows up. We need to get it. So,
well, thank you,
Laura. You're gonna have a whole bunch of time. I bet you're gonna become a super regular here in about the next 2 months.
Oh yeah, I'll have nothing to do.
Recording in the middle of the day, right around 11 o'clock, right around nap time.
Oh yeah. So if it works out, I'd love to be able to do that. So
cool.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks, guys, for letting me come back and talk Disney with you guys. And it was fun.
That's not how you end the show, Laura. Come on. Yeah,
I'm not ending the show.
End the show. Get the rust off. Come on now.
I thought Pete was ending the show.
News to me, but sure. All right. So that's been this week's episode of the WDW Review. For Chris and Laura and myself, you guys know how to get a hold of us. Find us on Facebook. We're all on Twitter. I think most of us are on Instagram too. So for myself and my friends, see you, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Possess a gift or two. One of them is this. They have the power to make a wish come true.